Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
And what I mean, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Podcast and Chill. And today I'd like to introduce our friend of the show, Cyan Bucci. Tebucho is here because Saul is still feeling sick. How are you, Tebucho?
I'm good. What's wrong with Saul?
Hey, man, I don't know, but he's going to get better, I think. He's getting better, guys, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's getting better. He'll be back in no time. Malikan is here. Otherwise, dude, I don't know, like, what do you do? Like, how do I introduce you? Like, are you an influencer? Where do we start?
I am an influencer. I'm also a DJ, a very qualified DJ. And yeah, that's about it.
So you're an influencer and a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Don't you feel like you're looking in the mirror, like she's a younger version of you?
She will get there.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
These babies are my sons. I mean, she's. I think she's doing well for herself. I like, you know.
Mm.
I like girls that know their story.
Yeah.
She's. You know, I'm 20 years older than her.
Yeah.
So I can say that. You know?
Yeah.
What do your parents think you're doing? Like, when you tell your parents.
Definitely influencing. Like, I just feel like pushing brand awareness is more of a passion than DJing. So they know that I do both, but I just like that other side more than, you know, playing.
But how do you even explain what an influencer is? Because I'm sure, like, your parents don't even know what that means.
It's just boosting brand awareness. Any kind of brand, I can promote it. If, you know, I can just promote your hoodies and whatever.
Yeah.
In exchange of course, some cash.
Okay. And then why do you think people follow you, though?
I think it's more about my personality. Mm. I don't know. I'm just very open and very real. I don't hide anything. And yeah, TikTok too. Creating content, dancing. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay. So you think that's why people follow you?
Yeah, I think so.
Not because you got a banging body.
And I mean, I had followers before. So I didn't have this body for maybe 2 years ago. I didn't.
Mm. So you did your body?
Yeah, I did.
When?
I did my body just last year in December.
So you're 20. It was your 21st present to yourself.
Yeah, it was.
Why are you whispering, Munna?
Oh, I'm supposed to talk louder.
But am I loud though?
Yeah, no, okay. You're good.
I think because she talks so gently, I'm also like, hey.
So what did you do? What did you do to your body?
I just did a liposuction, just removing like the fat on the love handles. Cause you, my body before, I just took my, like I had a guy's figure.
Okay.
So I just wanted, because I was bullied for it for so long in high school, and I just had to do something about it. You know, when I got the stacks, I decided that I'm going to use it to look curvy like you.
Did you go to Turkey as well?
No, I didn't. I went local.
Mom, who's the doctor?
Dr. Pat.
Oh.
Yeah, shout out to her. I'm also going again this month, actually.
What are you doing now?
I'm just trying to have a BBL, you know.
But you've got a big bubble
already. Oh, girl. So, just that, like, on social media, people just, I don't know, they've just been saying so much about the shape of it. So, I don't know. I just feel like I want
to... So, you're going back to the same doctor that did your body that did the bad shape to redo a better shape?
She did the bad shape?
No, I can't believe you saying that. You're saying people are teasing you. No.
But just at the back, though, remember I just did a liposuction, which
so your
is
bum
the
is
love
your,
handles.
Was, is your natural
it's
bum?
It's mine.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's out of shape, so I just need to look more sexier.
Man, I don't understand. Man, you look beautiful as it is.
Okay, I do. And I just want to look very perfect.
Mm.
So what's the perfect image? What do you see?
I mean, just having a proper shape, like by the back.
Isn't it weird how, like, Kim Kardashian got all these young girls to do BBLs, whatever? Mm-hmm. Now she's removing it, right? She's removing
it. She did?
Yeah.
She just became white again. She was using the black people to get money. Now that she can be with her people, then
I also just feel like it's not more about Kim Kardashian influencing us, but it's more about your insecurities and wanting to feel better about yourself.
So yeah, and you're insecure? No way.
Like, I literally had an ice cream shaped body. I'm not even playing. It was too bad. So I was bullied for it also in high school. You know, how I looked in trousers and whatever. Before even being an influencer. Yeah. So you can imagine that it's always been my biggest dream to just have some cash and change my body.
And is it true that your ex paid for your surgery?
Who's my ex?
Hey man, you got so many, I don't even know.
Maybe it was a sugar daddy.
I actually saved up for it.
Oh,
yeah. Is that the truth then?
Yeah, it is the truth. Saving up from all the girlfriend allowance. He didn't swipe. I saved up.
So what was your girlfriend allowance?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it is. On a hundred.
When are you don't give allowance?
Hey man, you guys live in a different world, man.
So how much was your allowance? Just in case other guys want to know, like, you know, what's the minimum entry?
Oh, but this was the real bag, hey?
So what was the allowance?
This was the real bag.
Yeah, what was the allowance?
It was maybe 50 every week.
Whoa! Yeah. 50,000?
Yeah, for sure.
Are you fucking kidding me? What?
Pella Lipo was like, almost around that amount.
So this guy was giving you 50K a week?
Yeah, just for staying home. I wasn't a DJ. I wasn't really an influencer. I wasn't hosting. As long as I'm staying
home.
He bought it out.
Fuck.
You know, if you're an influencer, you need to be bought out. There's no way I'm going to stop influencing if you're not going to give me less than that. You have to buy it out.
Jeez, how did you lose that bag?
Oh, man. It was just like more of overprotectiveness. I wasn't free to maybe be with other people, my family and whatever. And since it was my first bag, I wasn't also comfortable, you know.
Did you enjoy the sex?
No.
So when you just used to think about the 50 though?
Yeah, it was just more about money. But at the end, I just felt like it wasn't even worth it. So let me rather be a DJ, make my own money. And it can work like that rather than having to be controlled, completely controlled. Like, you will know that you ain't shit if you do one mistake. So I didn't want to deal with that.
Which guys? Is this the guy that you were training for with that video of you guys fighting and stuff?
No, he's very broke. No, it's not
that's
him.
That's Sain Bujol.
Yeah, I've never trained with the guy.
Oh,
he's a bag. He's quite, you know, you just gotta be private with your bag. Yeah. You can't show the world.
Did you sign an NDA that you can't talk about him?
No, not even.
Okay.
Is he a politician or like someone famous?
Oh, what the hell? No, I know nothing. Hello, I'm just ghosting. What am I saying? What are you?
He's a politician.
Aki, see
Edwin Sodi.
Hi, bro.
Oh, it's not him.
He's cute though.
You think so?
You don't think Edwin's cute?
No. I don't know Edwin.
You've never seen him?
No.
I think he's cute.
I've never heard of him.
But who's this guy? Is it like a businessman?
Yeah, he is. Oh. He's self-employed. He's making a lot. He has clubs. He has schools. He is a politician too.
Whoa. A very famous one.
No, I don't think so. Is he?
What the fuck?
Okay, maybe it's because we had that conversation before the interview and then I didn't know you had to pretend like you don't know him. So I'm sorry. You should have given me a hint. You should have told me though.
This is your interview, Sian.
Okay, my apologies.
Oh, so you know Debuko?
I don't know nothing. I wasn't there when you were getting 50,000. I'm waiting for my own.
What a ghost lady. You're really a ghost lady.
Yeah, I'm ghost lady.
And then the guy you're training for, who's that guy now?
Oh, I've trained with a lot of guys. All my relationships, Jay.
Because you beat them
it's
up.
It's just always been... Oh, what? I think it's more of standing up for myself, standing my ground.
So what happens? What do they do for you to stand up for yourself?
Like, I think they just take advantage that I'm young with a lot of followers. And I think it's also more about... Like, the guys always have a vision when they're with me. It's like they want to get more girls out of it. So they use my name.
Waba Lunch.
I mean...
I'm a lover.
I'm a sucker of love, you know. So I just like really love, and unfortunately with them, it's not a two-way street. They have a mission, and yeah.
So who was this guy? The one you're training for recently?
Recently,
the one you looked like it was you in a hotel. There was blood everywhere.
Oh, that crazy. Was my apartment actually.
Yeah, that was wild, man.
So no skipped.
Emma, this is City Girls, relax.
Yeah.
His name.
No, who's here? Like,
oh, it's just a random Nigerian guy that I met in the DMs.
Yeah.
Nothing personal. Yeah.
So were you dating him or what was happening?
So it's just that it as a simple sneaky link where you just meet.
Sorry, man, I'm old, man. What does a sneaky link mean?
It's like a snack at night.
Oh, snack attack.
Yeah. Okay. And then you benefit in return. So yeah. No feelings attached. You can call me after 2 months. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't need proper communication. I don't need anything. It's just,
so what was happening in that video, man? It looked wild.
So with me and him, it was quite hectic because he actually wanted some bit of commitment from me. And that comes with insecurities. That comes with, I'm going back to being controlled. Sure. I'm going back to now having to live a life where you just stay indoors and impress him more than actually just creating content, as I am an influencer. It's my job, being a DJ, it's my job. So he just had to limit me from all of that. And I was just not impressed with that. So I had to move on. And moving on is what caused all the damage.
Oh.
Yeah, I had already, I have quite a number of options.
And then who started the fight? Was it you who got physical? Was it him who
got physical? No, so that was my apartment. Sorry, I have flu,
ne? Nah, don't worry.
So he just came.
For 50K, you can go to Discovery or something.
you have somebody else?
So, yeah, so with him, he just came to my apartment when he realized that I have actually moved on. Sometimes when you have money, you just think that girls are always going to follow you and whatever. Sure. So I was just not that girl. So yeah, he just came to my apartment. I don't know how, because the security is very tight, number one.
Mm.
And he just told me he's outside. So I was already, I slept elsewhere.
Mm.
And then because he found out that I slept elsewhere, he had to wait for hours until I came. And that's when he just really wanted to, simple terms, end my life and his. Yeah.
He was coming for you.
Yeah. Yeah. He really, really was obsessed with me. So
what was he doing? Like strangling you? Was he going to shoot you?
So I think it was more about using a knife to kill me. Yeah. Because he had that on his hand. There wasn't any other object. So I had to stand up for myself and I had to hit him with something.
What did you hit him with?
With a vase.
Yo.
Blampoto. Hey. It's huge, hey?
I'm a shop or I miss.
I am miss. I just had to do something, because I mean, sometimes when you get in relationships, you already have a life out of it. But it seems like with him, he just really had this entire thing with me, and he really wanted commitment, and he really wanted a baby with me, and he really wanted this. So I unfortunately wasn't interested, because we started off as sneaky linking. So you can imagine that when I'm committing to him, he's going to see other people.
Mm.
So I didn't have a vision with this guy. He's just not my type.
Sure.
He wasn't a type that I could commit to for years and years. It was just like for a specific time, so he couldn't accept. And yeah.
He did his job.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Damn. And who was taking the videos?
It was him. He was taking all the videos. He had my phone with. He broke my other phone. I had two phones. And he had my phone with. And he was just taking all these videos. So I was just like powerless,
And you haven't spoken to him since?
No. But he does call. Mm. He does call. I know his number by head. So obviously it's just probably to try and get back to me. Try to apologize.
Run me through like the people you've dated and what has happened. Because like, man, I'm losing track out here. Like from the beginning. Like who did you start dating and then move to who and mama?
Who? I mean, do you mean based on like the scenarios I had with them on social media, or
on
just
social media,
because there are a lot of guys that I've been with, but I've never had like scenes with them.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm talking about the social media, the ones we see that's out there.
Which ones do you know?
There's some guy you beat up in the car.
Oh, okay.
You had to think about that.
Yeah, I had to think about that.
I love
that
your
was
energy.
Actually that was actually my first lover.
Oh,
that was so
okay.
Cute. He was my first lover. We dated for 3 years. He broke my virginity on the third year.
Mm.
And I think with that, it just came with a lot of insecurities, because he's just like a short guy.
Mm.
And you can imagine that, like, being like that, having your own insecurities, now they are like big guys in the DMs that are trying to get to me and whatever. So he was just simply insecure. And with me having to break the car, the windows, it was just to overpower him, because I felt like, he had already done so much on my face. He knows that I work with brands. He knows that I use, like, I love skincare. I love my skin. So he went for what I loved. Mm. So I also went for the car that he loved. Mm. He also worked hard for that. So I worked hard for my skin.
What were you guys fighting about?
Oh, it was time, man. It was time to break up. It was really time. There was no point where I thought I would grow with someone like this who has so much insecurities, you know? And I just had to kind of, like, move on. And yeah, that's what happened.
Dude, it seems like every time you break up with these niggas, they go wild, eh?
Stuff for Simo 9.
Hey!
Simo 9.
Umunati. Delicious.
It seems so, though.
No, I mean,
it
seems so, though. They cry.
But one thing about me is that. I've been through so much abuse at a young age. And I feel like any guy at this point that tries to fight me or tries to be physical and takes advantage of me, I'm going to fight back. I'm different. I'm real. And I'll never even say I didn't do it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to stand up for myself. Even if it means someone is going to try and break me, let it be a two-way street. Mm.
Do you think you've got a temper? Sorry.
I don't think so. I just meet the wrong people. There are people that are actually great. We end off really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just other people that really want to use the Sign Bougie name to grow out of it. And you can imagine all of them have brands.
Mm.
Everyone I fought with has a brand on social media.
Oh.
They want to grow. They want to obviously stay
trend.
Relevant.
Yeah.
I know.
And please. Then what happened at the car wash?
Car wash?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. These are a lot.
Hey, man. Hey.
The car wash. Can you please just brief me?
I don't know. You're fighting with some people at the car wash.
Oh, a tavern, isn't it? Let me ask my manager. Is it a tavern?
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay. So, actually, that is some simple shit, you know? It just happened that they had to pay me, and they didn't pay me. And I think we met the owner that night. We didn't know the owner at all. I think usually you talk to promoters and marketers, like, more. You never talk to owners, and that's when we had to meet the owner because of the situation of us not getting paid. And it just started with my manager. Sorry. Yeah. Where they attacked him, and I'm very overprotective of my manager. Mm. You know, he does so much for me.
This guy here.
This guy here.
Yeah, and he's tiny, man. You gotta protect him, man.
Yeah, I was wondering.
So they started with him, and obviously my whole team just started attacking him, and me having that weight, you know, me being the brand, they're obviously gonna talk more about me. But he attacked the whole team, all of us, one by one.
But and you always have these videos of you going, whoa, like you always look like you're about to go in the biggest fight. Why do they always capture you on the video?
I mean, guys, yes.
But, and you've got that face, you know, like a meme face for when you're about to fight.
Really? Oh, well. But that's what happened. Mm. Yeah, he attacked all of us because he clearly didn't want to pay us. And yeah, it was just like as simple as that.
Do you think these promoters book you just because they want to fuck you?
Who?
Who doesn't want to fuck you, baby?
I don't know.
Anybody here? Okay.
Okay. Oh, when it comes to promoters, I hardly even communicate with them. My manager does the work.
Mm.
But there are actually people in the industry that do not want to book me at their certain places because I didn't let them, you know.
Smash.
There are people, you'll never see me. Oh, let me not mention, but at certain places, at certain clubs, because of the owner had high expectations, had an entire perspective that I'm very easy to access, and because it didn't happen, they don't want me there ever. No matter how much we try, even if it's a birthday tour, they would just cut me off because I didn't let them do this.
Wow, man.
It's crazy. The industry is crazy.
So do you think they book you?
Huh?
Because I just in case, you know.
Yep, top notch.
Those vibes, man.
You know those vibes?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I mean, imagine.
Yeah. Okay, I hear.
And do you think these guys book you because of your following or because you're a good DJ?
No, I think it's more about my following because when it comes to being a DJ, also, like, being in the public eye, you can't even learn. All of us, we start from the bottom, you know?
Yes, yes.
But I wasn't lit Nobody has let me start from the bottom. It's like they already have expectations that I should be perfect and I should already, you know, do this and do that. So with me, I think it's more about my influence, because most of the times my manager would be like, they want to host you, and I'm like, I'm a DJ, hello? Like, things have changed, you know? But I think they want to book
play, me. Do you play pre-mixes?
No, I don't. I don't at all.
Yeah. What BPM do you like playing at?
113. All of them.
We had a bet, you wouldn't know what BPM stands for.
Wow, so what happens now? Now that I know, who won? Hey,
no one.
I do know, how about that?
So how do you feel when you make mistakes and then they trend and then like, oh, Talamahashi, playing horses?
Oh man, so with me, when it comes to social media and people's like, you know, yeah. I feel like people will always talk. I want to learn. I want to grow. And I'm not perfect right now. Like, I just want to learn from everything. So even now, I can just, I feel like I'm a good DJ. How was my set the last time you heard me?
Hey man, I was drunk. I didn't hear shit, man.
but you told my manager that I had a good set.
Yeah, because I wanted an interview.
Oh, okay. Wow.
No, but I don't remember. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay, okay.
Lie to you. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, there are days.
You could have lied.
Yeah, no.
Please, you could have lied. Just try to lie.
What's your rider?
Oh, I'm a simple girl. Hennessy, yeah. Jaeger, and Moet. And a food platter. I love food more than anything. So yeah.
Yeah.
Just that.
And your rate, has it gone up or is it still the same?
What's your rate?
It's still the same.
What's the same?
So for an hour set, it's 15.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
shut up.
Hey, you're a winner.
So, but you know that obviously they always want to negotiate, right?
Yeah.
So you get to, like, you don't always get the 15, right? So you always like maybe.
Wait, are we talking rands or dollars?
Rands. I've never been outside the country.
Sorry. Oh, I'm never talking dollars.
And dirhams.
And dirhams.
And pounds.
No, I'm kidding.
And pounds, yeah. Hey. How much is your rate?
How much is your rate?
I've got a hit now, so I need to relook it.
You have to.
Gotta take it out.
For sure. But I also really wanted to just have one hit at least. Because, you know, being a DJ is really like, the music is not my passion, like, and stuff. But I just wanted to, so you get high on demand. Because I realized that regardless of who you are as an influencer, as long as you don't have a song, it's quite bad.
Yeah, no, I mean, look what happened to Anna Waffles. As soon as she had Tanzania, she just flew.
Yeah, she flew. So yeah, I think I just want to have at least one song.
Which DJs do you aspire to? Uncle Waffles? Who do you aspire to?
No one inspires me.
For real?
Yeah.
Not just, even me?
You don't DJ.
You
don't
DJ. Hey, hello.
No one.
No. But I love all of them. Like, they're quite good. They're quite unique.
So. DJ Zinte, not even Zinte?
No.
Jeez. Why? You think they play trash or what?
No, I think it's always more about when we meet, like how, you know, you are.
Oh, the energy.
The energy. So I just feel like.
What? You didn't receive good energy from Waffles?
No, I've never seen her actually before, but DJ Cynthia, of course.
You didn't get good energy from her?
No, we met at H&M actually, and it was just like so awkward. So,
do you think it's because she knows you coming for her bags?
For her bags?
Yeah. I mean, you the hot in thing that's popping now. She's got two kids, two baby daddies, you know, it's a mess.
Yeah, I know her. You don't have no kids.
You know what I mean? She's the hot thing in the market.
Ish. Thing is, when it comes to competition, I really don't like competition. Yeah. I compete with myself, the girl in the mirror. But I do get inspiration here and there from them. But to say that I look up to them, that's something else.
Yeah, man. I interviewed... Oh, you want to ask something?
Yeah. Do you find that a lot of women in this industry are not nice to each other when they bump into each other?
Yeah. I feel like all of us.
That's weird. Why is it like that, guys?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But with me, because I'm always home, so I never go out. But maybe when I trained or whatever, I would get like unfollows from like these big brands and, you know.
Brands of females.
Yeah, females, of
like,
course.
Like, I don't want to be associated with you.
Yeah, I feel like you're bad news. You're the red line in the industry. Yeah. So, but in person, I've never had that because I'm really hardly out.
So you don't bump into them?
No.
So you live your life behind your Instagram?
Yeah, I'm just always indoors.
So you live for posting.
Yeah.
But you're not a social person.
No, I'm not a social person at all.
So according to Dora Mungi, I don't know if this is true. She says you extort men for money.
Who's Dora?
Dora Mungi, that's Tebogo's favorite best friend.
She's my friend. Yes, she's my friend. I interviewed her on City Girls. Very interesting girl. So I don't know about the extorting part. Do you?
Explain. What did she say?
She said you extort men for money.
Oh, I don't even know about her. So I don't have anything to say.
So you've never heard this before?
No, I've never heard this before. And
what do you mean, Kakai McG?
Hey, man.
Where did she say this?
Can we Google it?
It was like on a live. Was it on a live video? A YouTube channel?
TikTok?
On the Gossip Girl, whatever?
No, on City Girls.
Yeah, where was it? Like,
I think it was on a live.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, so she knows about me.
I think so.
I don't even know about her. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I've never heard about her.
No, I don't know.
Don't lie. You've mentioned it in your lives, man.
In my lives?
Yeah.
In my lives?
Yeah.
No, I don't even go live.
Hey, days of our lives.
No, I'm serious. I'm actually serious. Oh, wow. She's bold for that, hey? I need to check it out.
Eh? Days of our lives, bold. Ah, beautiful.
Oh, yes.
So, okay. Forget about her. You're not extorting men for money.
No, I don't. I just love commitment. I love love. Either if it's a broke nigga or not, I'll just, as long as you give me affection, I got you, you know? So I don't.
Yeah.
Affection. Cheyenne, you posted a bank account for your birthday, your present. So that's affection.
Yeah, it happens that you meet guys that are on a different level.
So you would date a guy who's broke for affection. Shame the devil.
Shamara, affection comes first. At my age, I feel like it does more than money. Because I make my own anyways.
Okay. But is that the money that you make, is it enough to fund your lifestyle though?
Oh, what's my lifestyle?
Louis Vuitton scarf.
No.
Oh, is this Louis Vuitton?
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
And the shades?
It's once in a forever. This was my birthday gift.
And the scarf? It's nice. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
Nah, fuck out of here. You can't be getting this from gigs, man. Even I can't buy this.
Huh. And I'm $1. Different.
You've got two kids.
he has two kids. Yeah. Crazy, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, man.
We're different.
No, what? Okay, here's what I want to understand, right? Mm-hmm. Why is it if
How
you guys...
How much do you think this scarf is?
Eh?
How much do you think it is?
8K.
Shout out, cheers. How do you know that?
Cause he buys them.
Exactly.
How much is it?
So you can afford it. You can afford it.
Oh no, I was guessing.
Good guess.
Here's what I don't understand, right? You girls, right? And you, Tebogo included. If a nigga's funding your lifestyle, why can't you just come out and say, oh, this nigga's funding my lifestyle? Like what's the big secret?
It happens once in a while. Right now I'm in a relationship with someone who's funding me. So, but if it ends, at least I still have my own shit. Do you understand?
Mm.
So it's not always. Like these niggas, unfortunately people are not always going to be in your life forever. So you always have to have like a backup plan.
And then the girls that follow you, don't you think they want to be an influencer and a DJ and live to that lifestyle, but they don't know it's being funded?
Okay, maybe role model.
I'm just here to be real though, more than a role model. Yeah. So if people like my realness, then it is what it is. But
what's your realness? He's asking that. Is the realness saying I'm a DJ and then somebody's funding your lifestyle, or the realness is saying I've got a funder and I'm a DJ and I'm an influencer?
No, I'm a DJ. I'm an influencer. I make money from boosting brands. I make money from actually being on the decks.
Mm.
And then when a nigga comes once in a while, I will let him come. Okay? Mm. But even if he leaves, because there are quite a number of options and sometimes they do have wives and whatever, I'm still able to stand up on my ground.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So, yeah.
Hey, you 2000s are crazy, man. So you don't even care that he's got a wife.
I mean, they tell us later.
But you meet a guy who's 45 and una now he's been waiting for Sayed for 21 years.
Divorce.
They never divorce.
It happens.
They never divorce.
It happens. Oh, let me just take these off.
Have you ever met one of your Snack Attack's wives?
My what?
Snack Attack's wife.
No, his sponsor's wife.
Yeah, your sponsor's wife.
No, I've never. Okay. Yeah, but I've had one who actually called me.
Arin.
Girl, what's happening? She just wanted to know about his husband, her husband, sorry, because it was just all over social media.
Mm.
So she just felt like, you know, this guy is really big and he has a big profile, so he just wanted, she wanted to sort things out for him.
And do you think most of these
What do you mean? You didn't hear that part.
What?
Her husband, the woman wanted to sort out her husband's affair for Cyan. So the husband was, the wife was coming things down, coming her down.
Yeah.
Right?
For
like
sure.
You are fucking my husband, please don't talk too much.
For real?
Hey, hey, you missed that.
Which level is this one? Hey. What, are you being for real?
Yeah, of course. I've had that once.
So you didn't extort her and say, okay, give me money so that I can.
No, not even. Okay. I already had someone else who could do that for me.
So you're like, I just keep your husband.
Yeah, it is what it is. Plus he's weird and stuff.
Guys, are you guys doing this? Weird.
Like when he had fetishes.
Pella, when it comes to money, it also comes with disadvantages, like weird personalities.
Hey, nah.
You!
Yeah, yeah, mine was good, yeah.
No, I've never experienced that.
Ah, come
sorry.
On.
You never,
no,
come on.
Never, never.
I'm just 21.
Can't even think on.
But you got, but you got an
care.
Anus.
They don't care. Maybe like this big dumb needs to enter.
Not me, child.
Did you ever get shit on in Dubai?
But would I ever what?
Get shit on in Dubai.
Shit on.
Yeah.
Bokaket.
For the right amount.
How much?
Hey.
Wait,
what? $400,000.
$400,000.
Yeah,
how much is that in rands?
Times four.
That's dirhams.
Oh, not dirhams. Sorry, dollar. I'm thinking in dirhams.
So times 18. 100,000 to 1.8 million. High four.
No, I'm good.
For real?
Yeah.
8 million?
Yeah.
What's
good.
You don't have to eat it.
That's weird. No, that's creepy.
What's the weirdest thing that someone has ever requested? Like, someone that you've been with?
No, not someone I've been with, but in the emails, obviously, and my manager gets a lot of, like, people, obviously, saying, can you do this, you know?
Do what?
Exactly fart? That, like...
farting?
No, more than that, actually. The one in Dubai.
The one.
Yeah. And they actually show you pictures like, this is what you have to do.
Oh my God.
And
goodness.
Different pictures, and then like, this is the amount you get. So I've just never been interested. That's really disgusting.
It really is.
I wouldn't go all out for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no ways.
Okay.
What about what?
Animals.
What about animals?
Apparently, you've heard of
them. Yeah.
Horses.
What about horses?
There's niggas that fuck horses and shit.
Niggas
and women.
So what does that have to do with the lady?
No,
what
is the lady?
The horse
and
is
woman.
Gonna do you.
No, what?
Yeah. It's wild, bro. It's crazy.
There's sick shit out there.
No,
so
no
what? What? I want to know what is it you wouldn't do. That's what I want to know.
Get shot on. She said.
Okay. Yeah. What else? What else?
Yeah. All of
anal,
that.
You know.
Anal. Wouldn't. I've never do. I'll never do that.
Mm. You never.
No. Mm.
Okay.
No, I'm a lady.
Right. Next. Threesome.
I don't mind that.
Nah.
Yeah. I don't mind
that. That's my girl. That's not a bad idea, man.
The other ones, nah. Horses and Porsches, no, never.
So you'll do humans. Anything human.
Yeah, anything humanly.
Okay, I'm trying to think of something like weird, man. Would you let your sponsor...
if I have, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you. I don't know, man. Give me something crazy, man.
I don't know.
Oh, but my mom's going to watch this.
First thing? What about fisting?
What's fisting?
Anal, it's the same thing. It's like putting the fist in your bum.
Oh, but not in the bum, in the vagina.
In the vagina.
Yeah, but
why? If there's penises.
Small. Oh, vagina's too small for the fist, bro. It's too small. It's too small.
Unfortunately.
Damn, man.
So the fist goes all in, like this.
Wow. Do you get celebrities in the DMs?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, you lie.
A lot. I get a lot of that, yeah. Whether you have a picture with your girl or not, like, they're just always there.
Yeah.
I think that's also what pushed me to not really want to commit anymore because guys are just never satisfied.
Is there a celebrity got a DM from you like, whoa, I wasn't expecting this one?
Oh, man. I just feel like they're all in the same level.
Yeah.
So.
But there's got to be that one where you're like, fuck, nah. This one in my DMs.
Do you think you damaged at your age?
No, I'm not.
Man,
on 100, I'm
not.
We're in
the DMs, yo. We're in the DMs.
I still have value.
Yeah?
So, yeah, I have had one.
Who was it?
Mara.
You got it. I mean, you didn't respond to the DM. I mean, you did nothing. You did nothing.
I mean, you told us about a year people in top notch. They're not booking you.
Mara.
Just, okay, give us one name. One name.
Who's been in my DMs?
Yeah.
But he's going to be mad at me because we're still friends.
No, you won't. We'll bleep out his name. Yeah, we'll bleep out his name.
I don't trust him. Oh, but he's in a relationship, man. It's so sad. Because
I'm not here. For, this is not City Girls. You should have come with City Girls.
One name and then I'll move on.
Okay, let's talk about the one that was here. He's not that big, but it's Ndu Browns. He's been in my DMs.
Okay. Yeah. Ndu Browns?
Some black diamond dude.
Oh, yeah. We had him do on the show. He said he made you have your first orgasm.
He said that.
He gave me your first orgasm.
But I watched the show.
He said off air.
But I mean, you're talking about big people here, so
yeah,
I'm just gonna talk about him because he spoke about me.
But it's true though.
No.
So he didn't give you an orgasm.
But I thought on the live on the podcast he said that I was just doing a music video shoot with him.
No, but off air.
Okay, so you're finally saying it out that okay,
yeah,
cool.
Off air, he told me he gave you your first orgasm. I was like, oh wow, that's bougie, bro.
Imagine.
Did he?
So it's true.
Small boy.
Come on.
Well, I was more into the other guy because they were like a duo, right?
Yeah.
So he's just like a normal.
And then Maporisa, did you date Maporisa?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't.
You sound disappointed.
I mean, I didn't let him smash. At that point, I would have, but I was still a virgin. I was still young. And now, it was 3 years back, actually.
3 years back, So you guys were just vibing.
We were vibing. I would go to his place. We'd go to gigs. But then, obviously, because my friend offered what he actually wanted, then he went for her.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how, like, the whole scene of, like, screenshots went out and whatever. And I was really... I was just intoxicated, you know, to post all of that. But that's the reason why. So, but we're cool.
Are you still friends with the girl that Maporisa smashed?
I've never seen him. I've never seen her since.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but I think if I saw her, I would just say hi.
What was it like rolling with Maporisa, man?
I mean, obviously, I'm not a host yet.
Yeah.
I'm not a DJ yet. When I go out, people don't even notice my existence. But when I'm with him, I mean, it's something. So it was a big deal.
Yeah.
At that time. And I mean, he's a very chilled guy. You know, he has absolutely no problems with anyone. So also, his energy more than anything. Him not having to actually force me because he understood, you know, where I was coming from. So yeah.
Do you regret it?
Not giving him. I do, Shem.
So Pori, Pori, you can get it. How did you show me a galena since you are doing a whole lot of smash and do? I don't know any chalet, I don't know any packets, 500.
Hey, I'm bored.
Hey, I'm bored. More than that. For Kiki, what
you got? I'm not someone yan and to you. I can't even know
what bitch, what bitch, what bitch. I've heard, yeah.
Wow, shout out. I would do that.
What bitch, Pori?
Pori, what bitch? I mean, you can buy himself such nice things and not give the care.
It's possible.
No, he can't love himself like that. Kim Munna, guys. Guys,
did you ever see him in studio making music?
No. Turn you on?
No, I've never.
When he's doing my piano dance like this.
No, I've never. Yeah, but I do see him at gigs sometimes. I was less with him at Moloko and everything was just chilled.
And then Busta 99, what happened there?
Wow, I just feel like as a human, you just have to look at yourself in the mirror more than anything.
And whoa, you're telling Busta to look in the mirror.
And when you do...
Is he ugly?
No, besides that. But then also see...
Come on, Busta's never had Busta there. Why are you looking at me?
But so, Rina, I'm here for music. Can we talk about the fact that I'm here for him to at least make an EP for me?
Yeah.
But guys, it doesn't work like that. Just look at yourself in the mirror. See if you can fit in or you can at least charm her or you are at least on her level. At least. So yeah, it just, wow.
He wanted to smash.
Yeah, he got straight to the point. And already he had someone, other different girls.
So basically, Busta was ambitious.
Oh, like he had an entire vision. That's crazy. Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah.
And I made it clear. I was like, can you please, like, you can be my brother in the industry. Like,
whoa, your brother zoned him.
Like, you can just teach me, like, the basic things that I need to know, you know. But, man, he was just more into that other side. So
you didn't even do one track, nothing.
Nothing. But we did go to studio.
Yeah.
And well, time was just wasted. Hours and hours until the in the AMs, like 5 a.m. Yeah. For nothing. I actually had songs, but they just didn't want to release for me because obviously...
But I see why he went to Busta. He's a hit maker, man.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
he's really great at what he does.
Yeah.
The producing side, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's good at that.
So now, are you still looking for...
No, I know. It won't work.
So what if I give you 100,000?
Wait, Mike.
Oh, what if you said you'll give you 100,000?
No, it's more about how you... No, I just don't go with anyone.
That's good. I want to hear that because I want to find out if he was offering money besides the EP, because the EP, you don't know if it's going to be a hit or not.
Yeah.
But if you had guaranteed cash, would you have?
No, I wasn't going to go. Sometimes it's, you know, even if during, you just got to look cute.
who are you looking at doing a hit with now? Who are you working with now?
Oh, so I'm thinking maybe...
Bori?
I would do... Honestly, it can be anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone that has a dope song.
Yeah.
They just add my name there. Because, I mean, what am I going to do?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So as long as my name is there, that's good.
Yeah.
Anyone. But I get a lot of that. Like, I get a lot. It's crazy. But I just also wanted someone who's going to help me also, like, with the views, the stats. Mm. So, yeah, I'm very patient with my journey when it comes to DJing. So anytime...
Don't you just hate these niggas that just put their names on songs that didn't do anything?
Ah, but it is what it is, man. I don't. Thanks for asking. I don't. You have a problem with that,
No, man. It's a joke. It's an inside joke.
I feel like it's an inside joke. I'm ghosting, so...
I've got an EP coming out. So the EP is called Songs I Put My Name On.
Wow. Songs I Put My... Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, so I want to ask you, between Ndum from Black Diamond, Busta, 99, and Pori, who would you marry, kill, fuck?
Who would I what?
Marry, kill, or fuck.
Marry, kill, or fuck. So I have to choose, like...
Yeah.
Oh, definitely marry Pori, man.
Okay. Hey, you got a soft spot for Pori, man.
Pori's a sweetie.
Hey.
Pori's a sweetie. I would definitely kill Ndu because he's a liar.
Yeah.
He lied on the social media platform.
Is that the one that gave you your first orgasm?
No, he lied also about that. How is that even possible? There's no way. So he also lied about the music video shoot while we had a serious thing going on. Like a really serious thing going on. And... Well, the effort was too much on my side, you know. So I would kill him, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely make sure he's dead. Because, yeah, we've been through a lot. And for him to just turn it out like it was a music video shoot, it's just crazy. But I also think he did that because of my bad reputation sometimes. You know, sometimes you're trying to protect yourself, or maybe you're a joke to your friends or whatever for being with a girl like that. You understand? So I do understand where he's coming from, but I did a lot. So if it was any other guy, it would make sense, but not Ndu. Ndu, rithomile fatshe naleng.
From the bottom.
So he did give an orgasm then?
Mamela.
Okay.
There is kill, there's marry, there's what?
Fuck.
Die.
You gotta fuck Busta. You gotta fuck Busta now.
Ashem.
You won't.
No, I didn't hear the fuck part. Maybe Pori, fuck. Marry, no one. Busta is not even necessary.
Like, you have to choose. Everybody has to have a category.
Maratabuho.
No kheta.
Konyala mang namo baba bitre.
I can't tell Pori.
Okay, and then we do. No, I can't. I've escalated.
So you won't.
I'll never go back to Ndu.
Yeah.
So now just like an option two that you will never do.
Okay, no, let's just leave it because.
Right, let's move on, man.
There's no way. Oh.
So what happened with this guy? Last week, who you paid the bill and you took the car.
Ugh.
Man, you got drama. You should have a reality show, man.
I should have a reality show. And I've actually been approached by quite a number of brands.
I'm watching that, bro.
So I will eventually. But man, this guy. Oh. So do I explain from the club scene or whatever? Okay. Yeah. So this is someone that I was just busy with at some point. And, you know, being in the public eye and obviously sharing your locations with the...
Messes.
the cover arts and the posters.
Yeah, the flyers.
They get to see where you are.
Of course.
So then he followed me, and then he just really wanted to apologize, and he apologized to my manager. Like, I'm so sorry, I'll never hurt her. Can I just go with her today? And after
it's
the
your gig, ex.
Not really an ex, isn't it?
Okay.
It's not an ex.
Sneaky link.
No.
What?
Just
a random. Yeah.
Random nigga. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. After my gig at Coffee, we decided that we're gonna go to a different location.
Sure.
And I feel like if you didn't have money, it was already late. We could have just gone home.
Mm.
It was a very simple decision
to
make.
And you like being home.
And I like being home. Mm. So we decided that we're gonna go out. He's gonna spend. He spent obviously on us. Hi, he didn't go back there. Shumo to her. Oh, my little laptop.
He's South African.
Yeah, he is South African.
Got laptop.
Yeah.
What's up, Patel? Got laptop.
He goes out with the waiter, with the laptop, and I don't know what they do, but we wait there with the whole stuff. And remember that when the bottles come, my name is there. People obviously expect me to make the payment if he fails to, because I'm the brand here.
Mm.
So it took hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. He didn't pay. I had to swipe. So then I took his car. So I took it. But what happened, the plot twist is...
I don't know who's
it. You're wild, bro.
But what
like
did you expect me to do?
Yeah.
What? My money.
Yeah.
And you could have gone home. You just wanted to go home.
I just wanted to go home.
Mm.
So then when we got to the police, I went to the police station to just speak about the situation. And they just said I should leave the car.
Mm.
And so he scammed me and the police officers by saying that he already paid at the club. So I should go at the club. So he had a fake slip. So when I get to the club...
And where did he get the fake slip from?
I don't know.
Okay, laptop and any printer.
I don't know. So then now that's how he gets the car, and then I took his furniture.
You took his furniture?
Yeah, I have all of that and I'm selling.
Which furniture did you take, and how did you take the furniture out of his house?
Oh, so he had like a key that he gave me, an extra key, but for... Like a while ago, it was a while ago. So I had to look for it, to find it like in such a situation. So it took some time, and then I went to his place and I took all the furniture.
Damn, man.
But what do you mean all? Did you hire a van? Oh, no, I still have furniture that much. Not on TV for the least.
I have my driver here. I'm so sorry. But he has a bigger car.
Well, like an H1 or something. Yeah,
bigger, yeah. So I had to take everything. And now
I want
to
buy some furniture. What do you have?
TV.
Mm-hmm.
I have all his designer shoes. I made sure
all this over a bill.
How you wearing a 20,000? Why did you pop?
Why? I just need him to get them and give me the money.
Even so he doesn't have them.
I don't know.
So why doesn't he at least leave you with one TV and then keep back?
I don't know. Even the police tried to contact him. He's just a weirdo. Like he's just been off.
He's a groupie.
Clearly,
you fucked a groupie.
So now I'm just like with so many stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's just full in my place.
Yeah,
I have to complain. I have a lot of things in my place that are not mine, and I don't know what I should do with them.
Maybe just put them in auction.
That's why.
The same bougie. You didn't pay the bill.
What happened with your did you have a miscarriage?
Oh, I actually didn't. Hey.
Yeah. What happened there?
So, I aborted.
What?
Mm.
You?
But women have choice. Your body, your choice.
I think with my body, it's my choice.
Yeah.
I do everything I want with my body. So that's what I didn't want at all. Especially in the environment my baby was going to grow in and how the baby was conceived.
Mm.
So
how was the baby conceived?
Oh, well, the ex.
The Cyan Bujio.
Yeah, the Cyan Bujio.
Okay.
He just, because we are sneaky linking, I just say that.
Sure.
Yeah, so obviously you use protection, right?
Mm, mm.
So then he just came to a conclusion that, you know what, I do not want to use protection. He was completely drunk. He came from the club. And yeah, he just did what he did.
Mm. So he raped you?
Yeah, of course.
What?
Because it's rape.
And I always reminded him, though, of that because it was an open conversation with me and him because he always apologize of how he treated me, but he never really wanted to get to that point. But I did inform him that don't forget that this is what you did, hey? So because of like the environment and the kind of guy, I didn't like that guy at all. Like, I didn't have a mission for him. I didn't want to do anything with him. It was just like a simple transaction. We meet, whatever, we do this, that's chai. So because he wanted a committed relationship, he also forced to have a baby with me. And with his words, he's good with words. He's good with asking for an apology. So I had to forgive him and kind of like believe that he really just wanted like pure intentions and wanted like a commitment with me. But he couldn't even maintain throughout the pregnancy. So that's what happened.
So your boyfriend raped you?
Yeah.
Can you explain what that is when your boyfriend raped you? Because some people will say, how can your boyfriend rape you?
Oh, yeah, of course. But remember, we were sneaky linking at that point. Okay. So we became committed when he actually forced and really apologized. He really begged and he really apologized and he really seemed very sincere. So the raping situation, I think it comes when you don't, the other party doesn't want to use protection, but you want to. It's not like you're denying that we should have some bit of fun.
Of course.
But you're denying the fact that even if it doesn't come with a baby, it comes with diseases.
Of course, yes.
I know you're busy with so many people. Mm. Like, I can't risk that. But I was forced to actually risk and to actually face that. And
have you ever had any STIs, any diseases?
No. Mm. Not yet.
Mm. Not yet. Not yet.
So far, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, with him, he just really just did what he did. And forcibly, because I was crying, I was open about how I felt. And it was a turn on to him because he was very intoxicated.
Mm.
It was a turn on for crying, you know.
The crying was like, oh, so sick. Yeah,
it was like, so mara for a net day day. Mm. So, yeah, it was a very traumatic experience.
So why didn't you press charges? Because you thought nobody would believe you? Or
so because or I've been... No, I wasn't afraid.
Okay.
At all, hear me out. I wasn't afraid. But because I've been through such situations.
You've been raped before?
No. I've been in court. And I know it's an entire procedure to report such situations. As long as he seemed genuine about it, like, I felt like it was okay. But when the pregnancy, when I found out that I was pregnant, then I just...
How many months did you abort? Six.
Yeah.
Damn. Was that legal?
No, it wasn't legal. Oh. At all. It wasn't legal at all. But I had to do it because now he just came with like this whole committing suicide because I really wanted to terminate. It was a thing where I shared with him from the beginning.
He threatened to commit suicide.
All the time. All the time, he would come to my place with a gun and say he's going to kill himself. He never actually wanted to kill me until the
recent incident. Wasn't this guy married?
Married to who?
Oh, okay. So which one was married? Okay.
Nah, he wasn't married. But also, I just felt like his apology seemed very genuine. And I just didn't want to go an extra mile to maybe...
Sayan, what would you advise girls your age about this industry? A girl finishing high school who was popular like you. I mean, what the stuff you talk about is very, very, it's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So what would you advise? Yes, you've been through a lot at 21. What would you advise? And I'm not judging you, you know, but what would you advise other girls if they came up to you and said to you, how do you prevent yourself from getting into these kind of situations?
So I just feel like it's more about independency. And it comes with focusing on your studies because I dropped out.
Yes.
Because it was COVID and we are a family of 7 children.
Mm.
So you can imagine that my family couldn't do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to do something for myself.
Sure.
To create a living, to pay for my bills, to do this, to do that.
To survive.
So I think more than anything, for someone that's finishing matric, to be specific, just focus more on your studies because there are quite a number of options out there, even if it's you with someone that's maybe more overprotective or whatever. But it's how you let them, it's how you actually let that happened to you. Like, you let that happen to you for a specific time, and you can just go out of it in a split of seconds. So the more you forgive, the more you do this, that's when you stay. That's where you create more pain in your heart. That's where you create more damage in your heart. I can say that at this point, I'm very heartless because of what I've put myself into. I've stayed because I was always thinking that these people would change. These people would actually do better by me, you know? So I just feel like more than anything, studies.
Do you think that your parents put you in the situation?
No, not at all. My parents have never put me in such a situation.
So why did you have to survive?
I chose to be in this situation. And if I didn't want to live this luxurious life,
it's the luxurious
life. I wouldn't have been able to put myself in this situation. I would have stayed home. There's still food at home. It's just like at home you don't have anything, you know. So I put myself in this situation, and taking yourself out is just the important part. When you see a red flag, that's where you decide that you're going to take a few steps back. But I've always been patient because these people have always told me about mental issues, and I have to like wait on and expect them to change. So,
but you need to tell me, what advice would you give a Cyan Bougie 17-year-old? Sure, popular on TikTok. that maybe look up to you. I'm not saying you're a role model, but what advice would you tell them? Do you want is this luxurious life worth it? Is it worth your mental health? Is it worth you being cold-hearted at 21? Or what is it? What would you advise them? I want to have the scarf. Would you say, is it worth all the trauma you've been through?
It's not.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah. It's not worth it at all. It's not worth it.
What is worth it?
Are you being Oprah right now? What the fuck? Just being Oprah.
No, it's important. I always, you know what, guys? I always.
Hey, she's rebranding.
We just learned. You know, I think it's important. There must be a conclusion to everything. She's talking about all the shit she's been through. You need to have learned.
But with all the shit that I've been through, I've pushed myself to work for myself.
So you've pushed yourself to independence.
To independency.
Okay.
So that's when I decided that, you know what, I'm not going to let a nigga control me. I'm not going to let a nigga abuse me. I'm not going to let a nigga do this. But it also comes with pressure when you have to work for yourself now, because you don't have anyone that's going to help you, like, at all. So you just have yourself. You have to build brands. You have to open certain things to maintain that lifestyle that you have already portrayed in the public. So
sell TVs.
When last were you broke?
Sell TVs. Eh?
Sell the TVs. Yes, that yes.
When last were you broke?
Ooh. When last was you what?
Because I broke. Imagine what a question.
I'm broke now.
So, I think maybe it has to be a year ago after I broke up with the daddy.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah, okay. And I had to face life.
Okay.
Because now I'm so used to like the LVs. I'm so used to, but I chose to leave, right? I chose to be the bigger person, and now I have nothing.
So you didn't save up. You just had the bags.
No, I didn't
and the shoes.
Save up. I got a car, I got an apartment, I had different designers. But what else did I have? Nothing. To pay up. Obviously you had to pay up for your apartment. You have to pay up. If you have a car, you have to do petrol, whatever. So
you had to work like a normal person.
You had
Is this the car that you had the accident with your friend?
Yeah. That's the car I had an accident with.
Yeah, man, what happened with that? Is it true that you sacrificed her? Or attempted?
Attempted to. That's absolutely false. Mm. Yeah, I don't think a normal person would want to sacrifice someone else's life by risking their own life and wanting to also damage their own car. I mean, having a car is a big deal, you know?
What happened, though? What happened? Why are people saying that?
I mean, it's one person because she was in an accident. Mm. And it's crazy because when such things happen and these people like over-exaggerate a specific situation, when they see that the 2 minutes cloud is not working, the 2 minutes cloud is not working, they come back and they feel like, I can just say sorry and we can just go back to normal. Mm. But remember that, like, this stays in the public. Even 10 years from now, it will still be there that... Yeah. I am a sacrificer. Kimuloi. What else did you say? I don't know. But all of that, you know. So what happened is my steering wheel just got stuck. And it was actually around 6 p.m. In Limpopo. I was going to promote a new lodge. So I had to go with my mother. But she couldn't because she had work, and then I had to choose a best friend. So
is it true that she went to the hospital and then you still went to the lodge to promote and still
so
work?
It only happened 2 days after I got admitted. Then I had to go to the lodge because now I don't know anyone in Limpopo. Mm. It's 6 hours away from home. My family is with me though on 100, and her family is also with me. Mm. So we're just waiting for her to recover and then we can just all go back together at home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this thing of me having to go to a club or whatever, it's absolutely false. Because, I mean, which club? Because I don't know anything in Limpopo. It was my first time going there.
All right, cool. We're going to play a quick game, né? It's called One Must Go, the Slay Queen Edition. Are you ready for this one? Eh?
Yes.
Let's go. All right. You must tell me which one must go. All right. Let's go. Sima versus Kanyisa Jaqeni.
Yeah, definitely. Who must go? Mm. I must choose.
Yeah, who must go?
Mara, how are you playing such a game?
I don't know who that is.
Neither do I.
Sima is the lady out there.
Oh, that's Sima. That's Sima. Oh, what up, Sima?
She's a big TikToker. She's definitely staying.
Who's Kanyisa Jaqeni?
Ima.
Oh, Vula.
Kula.
Kula. Oh, yeah, I know.
See, this is when I'm lost.
But I love her
yes,
so much.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you're not a TikToker. Yeah.
No, I told you I'm not there from that generation. It's hard enough managing Instagram.
Yeah. Coachella Randy versus Mugellings.
Mugellings can go. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Coachella
is a very close friend of mine. I grew up with him from a very young age.
He's
we're
so
all from
cute,
Mamelodi.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
a guy.
Yeah, it's he's gay.
He's Vinolia Mashuko's child.
Hey?
You know Jam Ellie?
Yes.
Yeah. The son.
Oh, dope.
Yes.
He's big on TikTok.
He's big on TikTok. He's like,
wow. Big, yeah.
Hey, TikTok's the place, eh?
Yeah, TikTok.
We need to get into it. And
do you guys get paid for it?
I mean, for promotions, more of the marketing side, yeah. Having to promote brands.
But TikTok itself doesn't pay you.
Yeah, no.
I'll wait until it pays.
They did.
Johnny.
Because apparently there's some TikTok guys. You know the one that makes the food and then. Okay, never mind.
But that's the most famous one.
Yeah.
It's like Kylie Jenner on Instagram. She get paid. We don't. Do you get paid? No. But Kylie Jenner is the most followed. So yeah, it's more about who you are. Okay.
All right. Ghost Hlubi versus Primo.
Primo? Who's Primo?
I don't know, man. It's just they send me this shit.
Oh, I would choose Ghost Hlubi because that's my girl's man. Period.
Okay. Hey, man. Is she a big
deal? Hey, we're not famous.
Maybe
you should be part of the interview.
She has a million followers.
She has a million followers on TikTok, actually.
How are you?
And she's so what do you do?
She's on 400K.
Wow. Come say hi. Come on.
Come, friend.
Come on camera.
She's
say hi,
so
man.
Sweet. And I was like, you're not an influencer. You wouldn't know. Kandi, wow, you're even
man.
Bigger
Look
than me.
You.
Hi, guys.
Hey, man. This new world. Hey, these kids are fucking shit up, man.
Yep. Hey? I had to come with her now because we had to shoot content today for her own channel. So I was just like, let's go to an interview first.
Dope, man.
But you guys have a nice relationship. It's very nice sisterhood. Let's call
and we're opposites, you see? Mm. So she's like chill. I'm like...
She's very chill.
Please. Because these friendships always end up in flames.
I thought she was the ice lady. She's very chilled.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, man.
She's not a slay queen, the sun.
Doromungi versus Tebogo
Thobejane. Of course. What the fuck? That's very obvious. Hello? That's beyond obvious. I got you, girl.
I know, I'm going to stay. Sorry, Doro. If you have to choose between me and you, I'm staying.
Man, this has been amazing, man. I feel like I've been watching you guys do a podcast, man. Your guys' world is crazy.
Yes. Yeah,
but anyway, crazy. Anything you want to ask, Sian?
No. Well done. You know, I think you're growing. But I don't want to be over about Tonseja. So...
Bro, I can't believe you're 21 with the shit you've gone through.
Yeah. It's crazy. And I feel like it's more about, I don't know, being used as a testimony.
Nothing as a number.
Don't you think I'm being used as a testimony?
Mm.
So that I can like share with people so that when they go through that, they already know what to do.
So maybe you're going to be a pastor in your future.
Well, I'm already a pastor's kid.
Yes, maybe
I'm
a
pastor's kid.
But you know, King, that there's a woman that I love on Instagram, T.D. Jakes' daughter.
Yeah, Sarah Jakes.
And she's amazing.
Her.
And she also went through a lot in her life. She was prostituting.
You're a PK.
I am.
So what does your dad say when like sees you trending and stuff?
So I think my family knows me personally.
Oh.
So they already know that, yeah, probably this is happening just to gain something from her. Because, you know.
The Lord is upon you, my child.
Sign fucking bougie. So, but like they got me.
Hey man, you PK kids are wild, eh?
Hey, really? Get it when they're praying, they're forgetting about their kids. They're putting them on the side. And then Lola, And then you're like, Dad.
Now they got me. I think they got me so
much. No, I mean, I don't say you're horrible, but I mean, you know, maybe a prayer or two missed, no?
I hate you.
By the way, have you guys seen Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power?
No.
Ah, you guys are missing out, man. No, you gotta check it out, man. It's probably the hottest series right now.
Really?
Yeah.
On Netflix or?
No, it's on Prime Video.
Prime Video? Yeah, man. I had that.
You gotta get it now.
I don't even know what that is.
Everyone that I meet, I'm telling them about the show because that's dope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So make sure you check it out. New so episode drops tomorrow. It's like Game of Thrones, fantasy. Actually, let me not spoil it for you. Watch it and then tell me.
Okay, cool. Yeah. On Prime Videos, okay.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, I heard your account got hacked, no?
Yeah, my account's both on Instagram and TikTok. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I started all over again.
Shit.
Yeah.
So what's your new handles now?
SignBougie, sign.bougie24 on Instagram and signbougie24 on TikTok.
How do you guys
But I will
hacked,
retrieve
man?
Them back. It's from that dumb ex.
Mm.
Yeah, he just like managed to get my account and then he managed to get my phone.
Mm.
Yeah, and he just decided to do
so
all of that.
So what's he doing with your accounts now?
I don't know. What is he doing with my account?
Mm.
But I managed to let him not have access to it anymore through a human patch. So I will get them eventually. It's just going to take time.
All right, cool.
Shout out you to are you, a boss.
Man. Shout out to you. You are a boss.
You're a clever little boss.
Yeah, man.
Ice pointies.
Yeah, be careful. She'll sell you this one.
She wants to come and work at Club X. I told her she's welcome.
We out here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom. To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G. I'm assuming this doesn't end well.